Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the world economy, in the U.S. economy, within the economy, within each of us, for all things financial, and to do so under grace. We open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 208. Everything you need and want is here. Set your sights higher. Everything you need and want is here. Set your sights higher. You know, this, I believe, truly, is an interesting question that many of us forget about. We are so busy looking right in front of us, seeing no further than our immediate world and situation, that we miss, colloquially speaking, what's called the big picture, especially in times of crisis. We are told everything, meaning each thing, each individual, and collectively, the whole shebang, all of it, everything you ever need and want is where? Right here, at or in this place, right now, this point in time. It is available for you now. If you can think it, as they say, if it's in your mind, if it's coming up for you, then it's here. But how do we see it when we're looking right in front of us? It's like we can't see it because we are blinded, if you will, by our emotions, by our attitude, and where we focus our attention. It's not that the whatever it is we desire, whatever it is, our human needs, we are always provided for. And myself included, whenever I've been at my lowest depths and been at what I would call my personal ground zero, somehow situations always came through to support me, to provide the basic needs of food and shelter. It was really about my willingness to follow inner guidance, where I felt I was supposed to be. And so instead of being caught up in the worry about it, which creates the blinding effect where we don't seem to see clearly when we're in this state called worry, it's like everything disappears. We're not clearly in focus. It seems to block the truth of what is possible, and what is here, and what is just waiting to knock on your door for you to open the door and let it in, or open up the blinds and let it, the fresh air, the new view, the possible, in. And we're told the way to do it, the way to receive whatever it is you feel you need and desire, your wants and necessity, is to set your sights higher. That's really interesting. When I thought about that, the image that came up was, imagine if you were a sea captain, if you're sailing, or even if you're in the opera, or you're in the movie theater, or a play, you could be in the back row, and you don't really seem to be able to see what's happening up front. You're missing the picture. You're there, but you're not really seeing what matters. You're not seeing, if you're in the sea, you're not seeing where to go. So, you know, you have this sight, this little thing that when you focus it and aim it in the direction you want to look at, it brings the distance into focus. We are told to set your sights higher. Set is to place, arrange, put proper conditions to direct, it's also intentional. Intention means stretch. So, and sight is literally to see. If you're vacationing, you go looking for the sights. What is worthwhile seeing? You don't need to see it all. You need to see the remarkable view. What is worthy of looking at. And it's also the aiming your vision. That's what we're talking about. Where to place your vision. And specifically, using that device that aids your eye in aiming the view. So you can, with your human eyes, it may appear a blur or very faint on the horizon. And yet, when you aim your view through this sight, like in a telescope, it acts like a telescope, then you are able to bring into focus what is not visible with your normal eyes. And we are told to look, to aim higher, lofty, upward, reaching, superior. Raise your view to a higher level. Stop looking straight in front of you. When you do, you're looking at maybe what's missing, what's not enough, what appears to be incomplete, what appears to be, make no sense, especially in a time of crisis. Our mental mind gets confused. Our ego feels out of control because things are not going the way we expect it to go. We do not see clearly. Not that the situation, not that the answer is not there, not that the possibilities are not present, but when we look straight on, it's like a sailing vessel sailing straight into the wind. It stops. It cannot move forward. It is frozen in time. And that is what happens when we get caught up in our emotions and our ego. And when you feel everything's a blur and they don't make sense, don't take it personal that I'm caught up in my ego. Just recognize, oh, I am looking in the wrong place. It's time to raise my sights, to heighten my view, sharpen my focus, take a higher view. And I share with you, the higher view is to see it from God's eyes. Imagine seeing whatever it is you are facing, from God's eyes. There is a bigger thing going on, a higher thing going on, a superior thing going on. For you to see it all clearly, it requires you looking from spirit, not from human eyes. When we look at it from head on, we're caught up in the confusion and what doesn't make sense. When we step back and look from a higher view, and that means oftentimes looking inside, connecting with our higher self, seeing and feeling it right, getting in touch with peace, knowing that all things are here now under grace, then right solutions, right directions become visible again, apparent again. And peace reigns, and prosperity is yours for the taking, simply because you raised your sights. And you have that aha moment that only can truly show up when we are in a state of peace. So we will keep this message in mind today as we go into meditation. Everything you need and want is here. Set your sights higher. So I invite you now to to join me in breathing into your heart center. Nice, long, deep breaths. In and out. And take twice as long to let out the breath as it took to breathe it in. Breathing in and letting it go out slowly. Breathing in and out. One more time. Breathing in and out. And now breathe normally. Focus your attention on your breath, feeling your chest rise and fall like the waves of the ocean, back and forth, back and forth, becoming one with the vibration of the sea of the universe that resides inside of you. And notice the light ahead. Notice the light inside of you. Like a lighthouse at the shore, guiding your ship into safe harbor. Follow the light. Focus on the light, even though you may not see the shore. You know and trust it is there, and all you have to do is follow the light. So just like the seafarer, we follow the light inside. Notice the brightest star inside the universe within you now. Breathe in to this light. And like a moth and butterfly, you will be drawn closer and closer to the light, magnetized by the light. Become one with the light. Be brought into safe harbor now, under grace, with the light. See and feel yourself becoming one with this radiating center of love that is the light inside of you. And as you continue to breathe into that light, see and feel every cell and atom of your being feeling drawn to this light, lit up by this light. Touched by this light. Feel the peace penetrate every fiber of your being now. Feel the safety, the sense of coming home, the sense of oneness. Pure unification as you are drawn into this safe harbor at the core of your being. Your entire being is here now, in essence, to be refueled, cleaned up, maintained, and set out to sea again. We simply do it by focusing on the light, feeling this divine love, who we are, filling our mind. Things come up, allow them to simply float away again, back to the nothingness from where they came. as we continue to focus on this light, breathing into this light, perhaps noticing the color, green, pink, red. Simply breathe into the color. Be one with the color. Allow your whole being to be one with this color. Feeling the love, knowing it is here to heal you now. It's here to cleanse every cell out of your being. Wash out all that is of a lower vibration. And raise your vibration now under grace. As you willingly receive it under grace. As you willingly receive it with an open heart, a clear, empty mind. Your whole being feels love. Is open to receive love. Is love now. Knowing you are one, the divine source of the universe, the life force of the universe, and you are one right now. Simply by breathing in, feeling and seeing this light, you're allowing the divine to do the pure work through you now. And wherever you may feel there's a part of you that has some ache, let's call it, physically, emotionally, perhaps in a relationship, perhaps in a physical part of your being, focus light right now like a flashlight. Take this inner light and focus it. Aim the light right on this situation, person, relationship, need, or desire right now. See it in your mind's eye. Simply direct the light here now with love, knowing divine love is healing the situation now completely, easily, totally now, under grace. See and feel the truth now. Don't focus on the why or the how. It is true. Feel that in your heart center. Feel God working through you now, resolving this situation under grace, opening up the channels now. Feel the love flowing through your heart center to this place now, within your physical being, within your physical world, to perhaps something you've been wanting to sell or receive or to heal, a relationship, personally or professionally. Perhaps a situation physically or emotionally in the world. Perhaps a crisis you personally and or as we know the world seems to be facing. Allow the divine to heal it now. See it right. See it through the eyes of God now. See and feel God resolving, healing, righting the situation now. Simply know in your heart center, feel in your heart center, from a higher place, all is well. And see and feel this love flow through you 90 billion megahertz of golden white light flowing from your heart center now on this situation, clearing the way, healing the situation, revealing the truth, transforming all under grace now. Continue to see and feel light, pure love, light of the life force energy of the universe, of your God self, the divine, working through this situation now under grace, with pure love energy. Feel and see it right. Know it's playing out perfectly now. View everything with a childlike innocence that simply knows it is true. It is true. It is done. As you see and feel divine love, healing this situation now, transforming this situation now, completely, easily, quickly, under grace, now. Perhaps you notice the light in you, the color of the light, perhaps has changed. Embrace this new color. Transformation is happening now. For all external change happens first internally, as we see and feel with God's eyes. Allow the higher truth to flow through us under grace now. Be at peace, knowing the situation has been harmonized, and transformation is happening now. A prosperous outcome is here for you, for us now. And now, dear ones, it's time to come back and to live this truth in our everyday lives. So as we began, we breathe into our heart center. Three gentle, long, deep breaths. In and out. Seeing the light inside. Noticing as we come back, it may appear smaller and smaller, and it's okay. We know it is always there. It is always there for you, for us, as we come back. And notice again the waves as you feel your chest rise and fall, like the waves of the ocean. And now, feel your feet and your hands, your head. Gently wiggle your toes and your fingertips and sway your head back and forth. As you, so to speak, get your land legs back again, firmly grounded again, safe on Mother Earth again, knowing you're one with your higher self at all times. We bless and thank our higher selves for blessing, healing, and transforming all that is to what is God's will now under grace. And we call on Carla to anchor this knowingness, this truth, this transformation now under grace with her toning.
All is here now. We are divine love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance. Under grace, thank you, amen.
And so it is, amen, abundant blessings, namaste.